Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Good morning to Easy Way family, and to what I say, the technical guru, the one and only, how do I keep up with him, my son, Eric Zuli. Eric, are you ready to rock and roll this morning? I mean, it's a year of transition for sure. And I very proud of what you've accomplished. There's so many things, you know, I'm driving down the street looking at one of the biggest shopping centers in the area. And it's very popular, all kinds of neighborhoods in the surrounding area that would keep it going. Big stores, famous stores. And it's like gone. It's just a big, giant pile of ground-up stones, and technology is moving in, you know. It's a transition. You know, like I'll mention in my Hot Topic report, there's a lot of businesses going out, but there's a lot of new ones coming in. There are new technology and new ways of doing things, and they've just built, like one of the situations, they build a center that has what people want, how they can order online, and so on and so forth. But the next level is maybe senior apartments or apartments for whoever or condos or something. It's what I really find amazing is how something can disappear, and then you drive down the street and they've already got something new going up. But I never see work. Eric, you there? Yeah, I've got a lot of stuff coming in from the engineer here.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you know, Eric, what's amazing? I don't know if you've noticed this, but you go down the street and some little center will be taken down, and you'll see them. You know, it's just leveled, and all of a sudden this new one comes up, but you never see anybody working at anything. I mean, it just all of a sudden goes up by itself. They must work at like three in the morning or something. Yeah. Have you seen the mall down there? You know, the big Laguna Hills mall?
That is kind of interesting how you don't really see anybody working, but you see a lot of developments and headway being made.
Yeah.
But hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to all the listeners listening right now. We want to encourage you to go to rblive.com, and subscribe for your chance to be on the show. And if you enjoy the show, you'll get updates on the show. The new Easy Way podcast system is available to all podcasters. And we're also on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, so many other platforms. You can just Google Easy Way Network, Easy Way Radio, and create your free account at easywaynetwork.com. We have a social network. It allows you to connect to all of our members, close to 3,000 members at this point. And we got the big mega pitch party coming up this Thursday.
Absolutely.
May 9th. Gives you your chance to pitch on our stage, and we call it Next Level Networking. We're building something new, guys, Easy Way Networking Circle, a total referral networking platform for you guys to network. Because the platform, the community is just exponentially growing. We're getting so many new people to come into the platform now. But I'm excited about today's show, Dad. I know we have a great guest, Andrea Badger.
Is that Andrea Beaver. And, boy, I'll tell you what, talking about some interesting people, what a life story she has. Are we ready for our guest, or are we going to run a little commercial here?
Well, no, we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to go to Hot Topics, and then we'll get into our guests. But, guys, if you want to communicate with us, you can always go to Easy Way Family on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. follow those groups, and then we have chat groups inside of those groups if you want to chat live. I see a lot of people live listening right now, and people are chatting, saying hello, Jim, hello, Eric. You know, love the show, and we really appreciate you guys for tuning in each and every week, Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right, so we're gonna go to commercial break, and when we come back, we have hot topics with our guest, Andrea.
Hey, Easy Way Radio listeners. Create your free account on EasyWayNetwork.com. Use the invite code EasyWay or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EasyWay, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on EasyWay Magazine, EasyWay Radio, EasyWay TV. And join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
All right, guys, if you enjoyed today's Hot Topics, remember you can go to EasyWayNews.com for more.
Ripped from the headlines, today's Hot Topics.
Well, it's May 6th. What happened on May 6th? Well, let's see. We got the opening of the Eiffel Tower. If anybody out there remembers the TV show Friends, that is final show. Hindenburg went down, and in 2024... the innovation and creativity of Americans. I say that because we hear, like I was talking about, businesses going out and shopping centers being taken down, but that doesn't lead into doom and gloom. No, there's a lot, like Best Buy is closing down. There's a lot of stores, Best Buy, and the Body Shop, and all the U.S. stores are closing. They're from London. CVS closing about 900, Dollar Tree, and the list goes on, Macy's. But, you know, on the flip side of this, then steps in the resilience factor and innovation of Americans. Because when the shopping center is taken down, a new type of center goes up, new business ideas. And you know, some of the old businesses didn't keep up, and it didn't fit into the way it's the pace of today's technology and selling and so on and so forth. And now we have, like I mentioned, centers going up, and they resource it to where it saves a lot of transportation for a lot of the workers. It could be an office complex, and on the top of the complex are condominiums. They actually live in the same area. They're located around train stations. Everything's being created to resource transportation and so on and so forth. Campus protesters continue pro-Palestine situation, and there's you know, they're supporting the well, they're trying to create some kind of peaceful situation in the Gaza area and get some peace going there and allow efforts for humanitarian aid. The dangerous outbreaks of tornadoes, boy, there's some big stuff. If you're going to be going out to the, you know, Kansas, Oklahoma area, a lot of severe weather out there. And in Texas, there's a lot of, they're closing today a lot of the schools because of the flooding. So heavy weather in that area. And there's an invasion coming. I didn't want to mention scare anybody, like on that old radio announcement a long time ago about the invasion, and a lot of people, you know, from aliens, they thought it was real. They panicked. Well, there is a real invasion coming up, and it's not unfortunately in the hundreds or the thousands or even in the millions. They're predicting literally billions of these like Asian looking creatures that you see in a sci-fi movie are going to be coming out of the ground, and they're called cicadas. A couple hundred years this happens, and you know, they're harmful to harmless to humans. They're like grasshoppers, but it creates a lot of food for the animals in the area, the birds and the whatever's out there. And there's just so many. The skies get dark with this stuff. Anyway, that's what's coming down around some of the Midwest states. I'll have to research on where they're actually coming up from the ground. But It's kind of an unusual situation. It won't happen again for a couple hundred years. So housing and teleporting bid high for first-time buyers. Many cities starting at a million, you know, entry. You talk about a million up. That's a big down payment and a big monthly payment. So what people are doing, if you move to like Iowa, Indiana, Ohio, Nebraska, you can find homes around 120 to 200,000 range. And, you know, you're talking about lower mortgage payments in the affordable range of $600, $700, $800. But,
that's about all we have for hot topics now, Dad. We got to get to our guests. We're way over time.
Oh, yeah.
Is the guest, the engineer is asking, is the guest phone number a 949 area code or 714 or 310?
It's a 714. And,
714, okay.
It could come in from anyone in 7394.
So we do have a 714 area code number coming in. Andrea, is that you? Hello? Are you there? Andrea, if you're there, say hello. Is that her name, Dad?
This is an Andrea. She'll be right with you. Hold on, please.
This is Andrea's assistant. Okay.
That
so let me hit you with something here. She's an amazing lady for resilience, or beyond determined as a young girl. She literally refused to sing for the Queen. She's a Canadian, always wanted to be a bush pilot. So you see, this is just to get started. She was only stopped by her eye issue. And it was similar to Tom with our nonprofit eye issue. Andrea ended working for the Canadian Pacific Railroad, and like I say, all this happened in her teen years. She was a monthly salary equal to the union boys back then, so that's very unusual. She moved to New York and specialized in national and international aircraft manufacturing, commercial airlines, financial institutions. She became She became the three-ring circus master of a company. All right. While there, she met Salvador Dali, Jack Kennedy, Elliot Arnold, and Linda Goodman. So you can see how a very unusual lifestyle. I mean, getting involved with the circus and meeting world leaders like this. She wanted to have a California experience, so moved out here. And then following the old roads, she drove through the country and then wound up even going down to Mexico and to see the pyramids and so on. And trailblazing, she wound up in yoga and healing techniques and a lot in that world. So she is definitely a resilient woman and got quite a history here. So let me see if we got her. Andrea Beaver, are you on with us? Okay, she's technical. Start trying to get in. Well, it's
Andrea. Are you there with us?
Okay, so we have. She works with Creative Therapy and offers speakers for her Badger Tales, soon to be announced. Badger Tales. That's kind of interesting.
Andrea, if you're there, say hello, please. If you can hear us.
All right, Lisa, are you on?
This is her.
Lisa,
sister.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
Lisa.
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to step in for her if she's having an issue with the phone.
Okay. We're gonna try a couple other phone numbers because we might be giving the wrong information on the area code. Andrea, we're opening up all lines. Andrea, are you there?
He's on now.
Okay, Andrea, are you
on
with
us?
Okay,
yeah.
We apologize, Andrea. We were given the wrong information. Your area code's a 949 area code. We got you now. Go ahead.
All right. Hi, Andrea. So I gave you a little introduction, and you tight locked in with us now. Can you hear us?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay, we got you. So I just gave a brief introduction on your lifestyle, and what an amazing start, even at a young age, what you went through, and like little tidbits, like refusing to sing for the Queen and so on. It's not everybody that has that opportunity, and let alone turns away from it. What happened there? And what gave you all this resilience that you have, where you have that beaver attitude, you just keep moving forward no matter what? It's a resilient nature you have. Where'd that come from?
You know, I don't know, but I was just like that from a little kid, because in grade two, they, you know, in Canada, you sing every morning when you go to school, you sing God Save the Queen and O Canada. And I said, I don't have a queen. I'm not singing.
I love it.
I'm a Canadian. Never mind the queen. I'm not. I'm a Canadian.
I love that statement. That's cool.
So
you were,
you know,
so you weren't afraid to voice your opinion.
No. I always try to be, you know, kind of neutral and easygoing and all that stuff. But when, you know, when sort of when you get in a corner, my name, I didn't know what a badger was when I grew up. You know, it was, but it's this tenacious, fierce animal that minds its own business and is quite peaceful unless you get it in the corner. And then all holy hell breaks loose.
Well, you know, you're not a small hometown girl. If you were, that wasn't going to get it for you. You wanted to take off and keep moving. So go ahead.
I did. Well, you know, and after the airline thing kind of went down, then I thought, I don't want to work in an office. That's a terrible idea. They're ugly and gray and have too much paper. and so I decided to go to the design school and become a commercial designer of offices. Well, that didn't go over with my family, and it didn't go over with the dean of women, and we had another showdown. And anyway, ultimately, I, you know, sort of had a little meltdown when I was about 19, and I got in the train and went to Toronto. That was the place of my birth. And I worked there for a year for the Canadian Hardware House Words and Sporting Goods Show for the show manager, and we put on this giant show every year. All America, everybody comes. And so that was a, you know, kind of a very interesting sort of a beginning. And then I took off and went to New York because I always wanted to go there.
Well, wait a minute. Let's slow down a little bit here. You wanted to be a bush pilot? That's like, that's off in a world by itself.
Well, no, it is. And I got to tell you something else. My grandniece, so it's one generation, is a pilot, a bush pilot.
Oh.
Out of nowhere.
That's an interesting, talking about seeing the, you know, the area and that part of the world.
Well, yeah, it is. It's a big bush up there. So
yeah.
My idea was, you know, I think in kind of like the helping, healing part of me, I saw myself, you know, taking, you know, supplies and bringing people out that are sick to hospitals. And, you know, it's like the North Pole Uber.
Yeah, exactly. But you had a little eye vision where you couldn't really pursue that career.
What's that?
Right. Did you have a little vision issue where you couldn't really pursue the flight?
No, I'm nearsighted. And my family wasn't going to support this. And so I started to investigate the Canadian Air Force. And they will train pilots and all that stuff. So I said, don't worry, I'll go to the Air Force. And I checked myself out, and the Air Force didn't want me. He just said, you know, I'm too nearsighted to you know, train as a pilot.
So, you know, some of these things, they just stand out. You know, like the bush pilot thing, that's like standing out. That's a totally different way of life. Now, the railroad is also a different world in itself. Everybody sees the railroad, but in that rail and the people working the trains and the rail, that's a little world in itself too. What did you do for Pacific Railroad? Because I've always found that intriguing.
I just worked in the chief clerk's office for 4 months every year while I was in university. And but we're out in the railroad yard, not in the main terminal. So and they have union stuff. And actually, I was under the union thing. And we have an hour and a half lunch with nothing to do out in the railroad yard for an hour and a half. And so we, all the boys, you know, everything, they all wanted to play hearts. And so we draw for partners. I could draw the same girl 95% of the time. She and I had something going. And we made so much money playing cards that they began to figure out how we were tricking them. But and then every 2 weeks we'd take the whole gang out for lunch, you know, sort of, just for goodwill, but still, I was making almost my whole monthly salary playing
that's
cards.
I saw that. That's amazing. So where were a lot of these railroad people from? I mean, you know, you're like I said, it's a different life. It draws people in, though. People like the train. You know, they buy them trains when they're young and that. Where do you think that a lot of these people that you met were in the railroad business? Were they from all over the country, I suppose, right?
No, you know, I that's not such a big thing for me. It was a passing thing. But what a little confusion here, my business in New York, when I went there, I got a job with Mel Adams and Associates. It's a small public relations agency.
Oh.
I wanted to work in such a small office that we couldn't have politics, you know, because I worked in one big one for a while, and it was just awful. And so I got this, and we had a and so we liked each other. We had like three interviews, and then you know, these agencies that, you know, get you the interviews and everything, they never tell the truth about anything. And so this guy thinks I'm willing to work for less money than I'm already making. And when we come to 30, I said, well, we haven't, you know, like talked, we haven't talked about salary. He assumes that I accept the salary he's offering. It's less than what I make. And I said, well, you know, I can't take less money. And he said, well, you know, this is standard. And he said, this is the glamour industry, you know. And I said, how many people have worked here in the last year? Five. And I said, you know, it sounds pretty messy. I said, it's a lot of hard work. And I said, I don't find hard work glamorous, never mind the industry.
Yeah.
And he was stunned that I said that. I was too, but I was just shocked. And and then he said, okay, what did you want? And I tell him, and he says, okay, I'll pay it.
So you were at this multifaceted PR agency. You met a lot of interesting people there. I mentioned Salvador Dali, Jack Kennedy, Elliot Arnold, so on and so forth. Any interesting stories about sitting around talking to Jack? A lot of people have that.
Yeah, you know, I didn't actually meet him through the company. I met him casually at the beach. You ready for that?
Oh, wow.
Next to his house in Hyannisport.
Yeah.
And he just thought I was one of the kids that grew up from the families around there. So we hung out, you know, but he was interesting and he was fun. You know, he's very playful. And so I must have schmoozed with him for 10 minutes before he said, I'm embarrassed that I don't remember which family you came from. You've grown up. And I said, guess what? I'm from your Canadian family. I come down here to support you. Don't worry, I got your back. I mean, I'm just, you know, smart-ass kid.
Yeah, well, that was a good answer. Interesting.
And so, Andrea, this is Eric Julie. I think we met you at the event in Orange County, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Hey, so we have another 4 minutes left on this interview, and we always ask everybody for advice within their experience. It sounds like you've had some tremendous experience. What's some success advice you could share with our listening audience,
you know,
as far
what,
as
would,
what you...
You know, I am a dowser. A dowser is somebody who, it kind of means divining, but people have heard of water dowsers and different kinds of dowsers and whatnot, but I got into that early, just playing board games when I was a kid. I realized quickly that you can lie to yourself really easily. So I kind of worked on that to try and get the truth. And I think my biggest hit when I worked for the PR firm, my uncle was retired vice president of Shell Oil, and they're pitching Commonwealth Oil, and we're going to have a big hit off the Jersey Shore. We're all going to be richer than we were, or rich, or whatever. And I don't like him, but, you know, I buy it. And then I'm always uneasy. And then one day I just sat down and I asked every question, you know, in my dowsing process of, you know, does this work? Does that work? You know, whatever. And I get, sell the stock. Well, that was not what was going on right then. I sold the stock. My uncle thought I was the biggest jerk on earth. And I just stood and I said, that's it. You know, that's what I do. I find out, okay, it tanks. Okay, nothing. It turns out there was nothing big there. Everybody loses. 30 years later, I'm reading a book on 500 years of dowsing, a history. There's an oil dowser that got so good at just doing oil that they paid him huge amounts of money not to work for anybody else, to do dowsing. He's talked about that Commonwealth thing and said that what they couldn't tell with all their equipment is how much oil was there. He said when he doused it, he said there was not enough oil there to even pay for dropping a rig. And that's what I learned about dowsing, you know, and so I was doing it early on. What I want to do now and to offer the people here is, you know, like a 15-minute free consultation, because this is something I'm going to start doing commercially now is, you know, working with questions and working out how to get to the essence of the question and how to clear your background to do it. And I'll start teaching classes, but I, you know, if people just want to call and try me out on a question, then that's my gift to the Easy Way being here.
So cool. Well, you definitely have the experience. And, yeah, I know that dowsing is a lot of people in the oil business really were waiting with a lot of anticipation to see the results. I know the liquid gold, right? But we want to thank you for coming on. The time goes so fast. What an interesting past.
I've been doing healing work for 50 years now. I'm really old, but I'm very feisty.
Okay.
I'm a
okay.
badger. You know, badgers never give up.
Now, Andrea, do you have an account on our network?
Not yet.
We have some listening audience right now live asking, they're looking to connect with you, and they're asking if you have an account. Because our listening audience, everybody has a profile on our network.
Lisa's helping her. Lisa's helping her set up the account.
Lisa, we're going to have to chat with you and make sure we get Andrea's account going, because there are some listeners that are responding saying that they do want to get in touch with you. So let's make sure we get that going for you, Andrea. We'll follow up with you and anything else that you can think of to say hi to your friends and family or anything else that, you know, as you're saying your goodbyes. Oh, there's a lot of people on. There's thousands of people listening to you live right now.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to do this. I'm really grateful, and I'm excited to join your group and start promoting my an aspect of my business that I've never promoted. I've always just done it in the course of doing the healing work. That's how I find out what I want to do with my clients. I just ask their body.
So you have quite an interesting
background.
Well,
I mean,
it's amazing.
It's really important nowadays. There's a lot of people looking for healing digitally, and we actually have a group of healers, and so I'm sure that would be a great group for you. Welcome to Easy Way family.
It is important for the average person to realize that we all have this talent. Some people have to develop it more, but it is our way out of a whole lot of trouble we're in.
That's
what I'm going to say. This is a very, very valuable skill to develop.
All right. I'm going to be touching base with you on how to beat a cold.
Well, that was Andrea, everybody, and thank you so much. And don't forget to subscribe to rblive.com. Again, that's rblive.com to be able to get connected and learn from amazing experts like Andrea. We have so much more coming up on the show. Don't go anywhere. We're going to a quick little commercial break, and when we come back, we have Carmelita's Corner coming up. And Andrea, hopefully you can stay with us on the show. Thank you so much for being a guest.
Andrea Beaver, Miss Resilience, thank you much for stopping in.
Imagine a social network that's based on quality members over quantity, where you can easily find the qualified leads you're looking for, where members treat each other as family and promote each other's projects. Get interviewed, manage your business, and sell your product or service on our new Easy Way store. Let us do the promotional heavy lifting for you. We've created an all-in-one solution with all the tools you would ever need to promote you and your client's business, all accessible by one simple login. Social media done for you. Introducing the new 2022 Easy Way Network with our built-in wall of fame that helps you to search and find that profile you want to network with that matches your business needs while boosting your own notoriety at the same time. This year, we've made it even easier on you. Oh, did we mention you make money? Create your free account today by texting EZWAY, that's letter E, letter Z, to 55678, or visit EZWAYNetwork.com. Got questions? Give us a call at 424-209-9290.
We need to update that commercial. It's text EZWAY to 59925, and you can call us at 877-399-2929. Here's Karma's
Absolutely.
Floor.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Hello there, Radio Land. Here we are again, and I'm feeling grand. I have a grand reason for that, because I have a grand lady coming your way today. And her name is Constance Garrett, and she's also known as Auntie. She is a consummate blend of talent, history, culture. Her educational background includes San Fernando Valley State College. Her heritage includes a host of diverse cultures. She has shown her skills as a personal seamstress, restaurateur of, quote, the Positive Charge Juice Bar and Health Food Deli, unquote, 1979, and, quote, Perfect Pleasing Portions Food and Beverage Company, 2017. She has also served the community in various capacities as a counselor, and she's also worked for the Sheriff Department a number of years. And on top of all of that, she's an ordained minister. So let's welcome Constance Garrett, and she'll tell us also another aspect of her life, which is her father, Gerald Charles Garrett, an original bass singer for the Platters of Paul Robey's group. So let's come on now with Constance. Are you there?
Constance might need to call back because we're getting some real bad feedback. Constance, can you go ahead and talk? It sounded like we were getting some bad feedback.
Okay.
Constance, you're on the, you're on the show?
No,
okay.
are you there?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Good.
This is Constance. I'm here. Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go back to the conversation we had this morning when I called you on my Verizon phone. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, wonderful. Oh, boy. I'm going to have to get Verizon to be a sponsor for me.
Yeah. Own some stock. That'll be better.
Yes. Okay, well, you've got a mouthful, and, you know, the time goes very quickly. And I've given a hint to our listeners. Can you start out with your dad? I know that you have a very strong link to that history, and we have a lot in common because it just so happens that the group of Platters that he was in, a couple of those members are very close to me, Beverly Harris being one of them, who is one of the closest members to the lady who actually had a double wedding with me, Linda Fontanette, also known as Linda Love, and Elliot Washington, who was a stuntman for the movies. They both have gone on to glory. But we had a double wedding, and I met Beverly Harris because she was very close to Linda. And Beverly and I just had a conversation a few weeks ago. She looked me up out of the blue. I couldn't believe, you know, I didn't know that she had moved back to Vegas. So she's back in Vegas now.
Wonderful. I have a lot of family there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then
space with the Platters for over 17 years touring the world,
mm-hmm.
all through South America, Australia, the Philippines, Japan. I have some of his actual on-stage cassette. I'm trying to get digitized so it's for, you know, preservation. But he's also the bass voice on the serial song for Happy Days, the Fonz.
Mm-hmm.
That's his bass voice there, Oh Happy Days.
Okay.
He made quite a name for himself, and we still receive some residuals as a result of that. I don't know. Most people don't know that you can receive residuals post-mortem up to 90 years.
Yeah, interesting. Now, did you know Elmer Hopper also? He sang with the Platters at the same time.
I knew Elmer. The different
Elmer,
ones that took different positions, you know, vocal.
It just so happens that Elmer is a former in my classroom when I was still teaching for the LA Unified, and he was one of the nicest kids that I had. I always liked Elmer, and we remained good friends because during the time he was with the Platters, of course, you know, I was around then too. So we used to run into one another when he was performing. I probably met your dad because
he was with Zola Taylor was. With the group, and she set precedence in being the first black female to sing with a group. I don't know if most people know that. But
yeah,
Ram
Zola,
was
I knew Zola. As a matter of fact, I went to Zola's send-off when they had the, you know, here at Angeles.
Yeah.
Well, you
she
probably
and I
knew.
Communicated
I'm sorry, go
on going even after my dad made his transition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went to many of their performances, oftentimes incognito, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I would show up, and Dad would know I was in the audience. And after the performance, I always enjoyed. I thought, well, I better let him know I was here. So I'd go get my pen and napkin, cocktail napkin, and stand in line with everyone else who was waiting, you know, to get autographs. And I'd be nonchalant about handing it to him. And wait and see how long it took for him to recognize me. But when he did, he'd always make a big scene, you know, twirl me around in his arms. Wow, this is my number one daughter. I didn't expect all that, but I certainly enjoyed every moment of it.
Well,
I have a piece in my book, actually, The Icing on My Life Cake, that I'm about to publish now, that a piece I wrote about Dad. Those were my happy days.
Those were your happy days, and you were telling me that you're going to write your life story. So you're in the right place because the Easy Way Broadcasting Network has a big program for authors. So when you're ready,
I am ready. Any
let
day
us
now,
know
when,
I'll when
be
you've got the book.
Ex Libris Publishing.
Ready.
Yes, in the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
It's about ready for publish. I'm doing some last minute editing now.
Okay, well, I look forward to that. And,
it's
and
one of my first published, actually, this will be my first publish of a volume of about 15 in my autobiographical manuscript, different subjects.
Wonderful. Well, let's backtrack a little bit. Before we get too far off, though, I do want to congratulate you because you have a graduation coming up. Can you tell us about that?
The 17th of this month.
All right.
2 degrees. I got 2 liberal arts and science degrees. The first was in self-development and social behavior. The other is in social and behavioral science.
Mm-hmm.
As a disabled student, a returning student, after I've worked for 41 years and 4 months for L.A. County, the last 30 of those with the Sheriff's Department clerical support team.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting a whole new career now.
Yes, well, you've had a well-rounded career, and as an entrepreneur, you know, for
that's
sure.
That's what happened.
Yeah, now let's talk about your positive charge juice bar.
Positive charge juice bar, yes, in health food deli.
Yeah.
Back in the 70s, yeah, we were quite popular. We prepared vegan as well as other foods, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, in fact. And my mom had an acre farm in Riverside County at the time, and 35 fruit trees and everything else you could imagine growing. So I'd go there and collect everything, including chickens laying eggs, that I would make what we called our not-so-famous carob chip cookie. Back when Famous Amos was coming out with his famous, with his, you know, with his chocolate chip cookie.
Mm-hmm.
We called ours not so famous carob chip cookie. More health conscious, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Famous Amos,
I always said when
to
I
Hawaii
started, when we
eventually
started the restaurant, that I would have soulful tasting health food. I think the only active health food at the time was what was it called? Lindbergh, the pink Lindbergh. And I wanted to make sure our food was healthy as well as soulful taste.
Mm-hmm.
So I would take our traditional dishes of comfort foods and alter the ingredients so that they would be more health conscious, you know, without all the greasy stuff that made us obese. Back when they started low fat, they increased the sugar content, high fructose corn syrup, it made America obese.
Mhm. Yeah.
So I did my little contribution there.
That's wonderful. That's a great contribution. Do you remember Oscar Brown Jr., the jazz?
Absolutely, yes. He came, he and Gene Pace came to Manual Arts High School where I attended. I graduated class of summer 68, but they had a performance they did on campus out on the football field.
Oh, yeah. Well, Gene was one of my closest friends at one time, and Oscar,
wow.
Of course, you know, because – you know, that was the connection. In fact, Oscar's been over here to the house and performed right in our living room.
Wow.
I remember
those days, too.
But I was going to mention Jean because she taught me how to take greens and slice them real thin across.
Yes.
Real
thin. I have my methods, too.
Yeah, real thin. And basically, she would stir them in the big frying pan, and she would put in what she called ghee, which is
when the butter separates. Yes.
She would put in the liquid part, and she would cook them in that, and she would slice garlic.
Good flavor.
Yeah, to give it the flavor.
Everything I prepare, I use fresh raw garlic.
Right, and she used the Bragg's amino acids to give it more flavor. And I tell you, it was so delicious.
I use smoked turkey tails oftentimes for the fat with the flavor. But they're smoked, so they're nice flavor.
Yeah, well, what was amazing about Gene's way of cooking greens was that it didn't take very long. I mean, you know, the normal way the average a cook would take half the day
procedure
just to cook greens. But Gene, by her stirring them in this big, like a wok, it was like maybe 20 minutes, maybe 30 at max, you know, and I've learned how to do that from her, and I still do it, and it always is a big hit, you know.
Yeah, my pot of gumbo, everybody wants my pot of gumbo, even on Thanksgiving. They want the turkey and dressing, but also they want a pot of my gumbo, and I fix what I call rich man's gumbo with ribeye steak and king crab legs.
Oh, now you're going to make me hungry now. I love the gumbo.
Right now. Fix it on a regular.
Yes. Well, you know, when I fixed those greens recently was a few days ago now. It's, you know, in April. We had the pleasure of having Sir William Mickey Stevenson and his beautiful wife, Michelle. You know, Mickey Stevenson, people will may not always recognize right offhand by the name, but he's one of the main reasons why we have Motown. He
That's
was
right.
the first A&R man for Motown, and my husband and I, we had them over they had lunch here, and the greens were a big hit.
Always. I have dishes that are always a hit, and they're very simply made, you know, quick and easy. And I always use fresh, raw, scratch, as they call it, recipes.
Well, listen, believe it or not, Auntie, you know my husband's, his aunt, everybody used to call his aunt Auntie.
They call me Auntie Connie.
Yeah, they would stress the T, Auntie, and everybody thought her name,
Put
part of her name
on.
Was T, but it was just because of the way they were saying Auntie,
They pronounce it, yeah.
Yeah, the way they were pronouncing it. But anyway, as usual, when you're having a good time, it's time to get on our horse and ride off into the sunset. But please tell them about
sunset.
That Facebook page you mentioned to me, how they can find you
Perfect
on Facebook.
Pleasing. Perfect Pleasing Portions is one of my businesses, a food and beverage company.
That's
located on the Facebook site. And I do regular preparation of dishes. I'm fifth generation chef cook, and my 19 grandchildren and 6 great grandchildren all are cooks as well.
Oh, good Lord. And
all
they can also
our family are cooks.
Yes,
and
you mentioned
yes, I Perfect Pleasing Portions. I prepare meals, I videotape, take photographs, and I post them there, so I can't cook for everyone.
That's good. So the people can do those do
yeah,
that
can
for themselves. Yeah.
My health conscious soul food. Recipes.
Very good. Okay, Auntie Constance Garrett, thank you for being a great guest on Carmelita's
Corner. My pleasure.
Corner
I appreciate you.
On the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
Thank you for all the exposure, and this is quite an opportunity. It's just before my graduation on the 17th of this month.
All
and
right,
I'll be
congratulations.
Doing my new seventh career. And
very good. Okay, we're going to have to leave it there, Auntie.
Okay.
Thank you very
all
much.
Right.
We're out of time.
All right.
Hey, guys. All right, so make sure you join us twice a month every other Thursday for our Easy Way Family Pitch Party, where you'll get to pitch your purpose to gain more followers to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. Don't have an Easy Way profile? Make sure you visit EasyWayWallOfFame.com and create your profile. The way this works is you post on your profile whatever it is that you're promoting. So when you pitch it on our main stage with 50 to 150 members every other Thursday, you will get more promotion to your profile, and then that traffic will go to your website or social media. You also get to share the stage with our celebrity speaking guests, like Kevin Sorbo, Ken Davidian, Bill Walsh, Omar Perryu, Judge Joe Brown, just to name a few. And let's not forget our members' favorite moment of the evening, our Wheel of Opportunity, where you'll get to spin to win up to $10,000 in marketing and brand development prizes. Interested? Visit letter E, letter Z, EZWayFamily.com. Register for free and check out what all the excitement and buzz is about. We'll see you there. You know what? Let's just...
All right, guys, remember, go to subscribe. Make sure you subscribe to rbllive.com, rbllive.com, and Google Easy Way Network. Take a look at our network. Create your free account if you want to get more exposure for your business, brand, more authority. You can be a part of our networking circle. We have a large network of close to 1,000 high-quality members that are not afraid to press the share button on your posts. And join us for our mega pitch party. Yes, Beth.
You know what I noticed is even a lot of the baby boomers, people that are in their 60s wouldn't quite be a baby boomer, but, you know, the people that are a little bit older, they're gaining access and they're learning a lot of this stuff, and they're finding out it's not as complicated as you think in the beginning. And it's changing their lives. They're connecting more, and it's also... It could bring them closer to family members because they're maybe in a gaming system or developing a business or whatever it is. And you've developed some platforms and then you came back and you made it even easier to hook up with and everything. So it doesn't have to be complicated, you know?
Yeah, and Easy Way News, guys, check out easywaynews.com. You can actually contribute. There's a contribute button now. You can subscribe to our newsletter on there. We've added over 30 different categories. So I was noticing, Carmelita, your guest, she talked about the food and what she's doing. There is a food section. There is a lot of different sections that would be great to help promote that, as well as Andrea. Andrea talked about some great things. So we encourage everybody to take a look at easywaynews.com. And we just added recently a new automatic update RSS feed system, which I know that's probably I'm speaking stereo instructions to the listeners now. But what that means is that's an automatic update from our Facebook page, Easy Way Network. And anything that we post on Easy Way Network is going to automatically get updated onto this widget, onto the site. And we get a lot of traffic to Easy Way News. All of the interviews, everything that we pretty much do goes to Easy Way News. And like this show will be on Easy Way News under the podcast section. If you want to be a contributor and you have some interesting information you think our readers, our subscribers would enjoy, reach out to us, easywaynewspaper@gmail.com. Contribute your stories. And then, you know, if you really want to get to know the community, you know, Dad, what we really want to focus on is this networking circle. We've been doing this for over 20 years. We've provided a lot of marketing and events, but now we really want to focus on the members and the community and connecting people. So we have an Easy Way Networking VIP circle you guys can be a part of, and it starts out by creating your free account at easywaynetwork.com. Click on Join Now and create a free account, or take a look at the VIP options. If you want to be able to get some access to our private directory and get listed on that directory, if you want to get more time on our stages and just a couple extra benefits, it's $50 a month. Take a look at the VIP as well as all the other updated silver, gold, and platinum options if you want more PR, more social media, and really a constant regular amount of interviews. It's an interview program. You guys will be interviewed. Constantly. Go ahead, Dan.
And it's not just, there's so many other avenues. Like, the metaverse is getting so interesting, and you're involved with the metaverse and the AI technologies. If you have a business, how AI can assist you in saving a ton of time because of you can have a virtual assistant or whatever. But when we dabbled in the metaverse, I thought it was so interesting because you could literally meet people. Little stick figures or whatever it was. Now you meet people and it looks like them, and you could have your own clothes designer. You can wear certain type of watch or whatever. I mean, it's so meticulous now. And then if you meet with groups, you can go into an area with a certain table that's, you can have business discussions in private, or a whole room full of people and be a speaker or whatever.
Well, let's not forget that the podcasting is promoting this almost every day. We actually have if you guys want to learn more about what my dad's talking about, and I mean, really what it is you don't have to go anywhere, and you can literally be an avatar, and you can network with people, and you can do business, and you can do events on the computer. And we have a podcast called Beyond the Stage that you can go to Easy Way Podcast. .com, letter E, letter Z, easywaypodcast.com. Look for Beyond the Stage. It's right there if you scroll down or you click on podcast. And this is a podcast that's very digital and talks about the metaverse. And this is the metaverse queen lady. They're on the fourth episode now. And it's definitely a podcast you guys might want to check out and follow if you're interested in Web3 and new technology. As well as you want opportunities to be on more stages. If you have something to say, you know, we have hundreds of stages that we can put you on when you're a member of Easy Way Network. Take a look at Beyond the Stage. And I also want to, kind of promote all the other podcasts that we have. That we're up to almost 43 podcasts now. There's more and more members of the podcast.
Yeah.
We have a pretty extensive podcast network. We have Meet Our Members podcast, which is the best way for all of our members to get to know you. We have the Easy Talk Live podcast, which is my podcast. I was on KXLA, KDLC, a whole bunch of different stations for a long time, and I brought that into Easy Way Network. Obviously, the Radio Boomers Live podcast you guys are listening to right now. We have Tap Interviews, The Artist Process, Sports and Tacos, if you're interested in sports, Shifting Perspectives. That's a really interesting one. Samuel Brock Flynn Show, Paltrust podcast. And these are just a couple of new podcasts that are coming in. The Expansion Podcast, JoJo's Empowering Journey, Fearless Aging, Interview with Paul Rees in the UK, Ancient Wisdom, Money Train Show, Doctor Fitness, there's like so many other pages. Hydrate Podcast, if you want to learn about health and water, Kiss and Tell Podcast, The Unleashed and Unstoppable Podcast, Debbie Changes Lives, Sherry Secrets, Nikki Rich Show, The Business Goddess, Working Entrepreneurs, Movie Reviews and More, and so many others. So we definitely encourage you guys to take a look at those podcasts.
That's amazing.
And you have an opportunity when you are in the Easy Way Network to get interviewed on each and every one of those podcasts. And all those podcasts are collecting subscribers on the network. Yeah, do you want to hear something cool?
Yeah.
So we have the Easy Way Family group. We're almost at 3,000 members on that group on Facebook. And we created a chat group, brand new, yesterday. Yeah. And we invited those 3,000 members, close to 3,000 members from that group, chat group. So it's simpler for everybody to kind of meet each other. We called that chat group Easy Way Networking. Guess how many people responded out of 3,000 people in that group?
Half.
1,100 people in a matter of 48 hours is now, and the way that a chat group works is you can't just add them. They have to respond to the invite to want to be a part. That means they're a willing participant. We now have a chat group with 1,100 people that we can promote you and advertise you to. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of cool.
Cool, yeah. I picked a number like, I say 50% of some of those real estate things. But, no, for something like that, that's an amazing number because some people get 5% or 8% and they're happy. But, no, that's me. And, you know, it gives people an opportunity, like we didn't have a long time ago, to actually be your own radio show, talk show host. And bring family and friends or whoever you find onto your show to share their stories. And the stories that we're hearing from some of these people that are amazing lifetime journeys they've taken, it's a great opportunity to share that. And so many
we have to end the show now, but I just wanted to share one quick, sorry to interrupt you, but this is a really awesome story within the Easy Way family. There's some new news on one of our members. Her name's Debbie Paulson, and she's a filmmaker and an artist and really just an extraordinary, talented talent. And Debbie ended up meeting Leroy Butler, who was one of the former lead singers of Who Let the Dogs Out, the Baha Men, Let the Dogs Out. And recently, Debbie was just nominated for a pretty prestigious award in Florida, and it was at the Christian Film and Music Festival, and it was a nomination for Best Musical Performance of the whole festival. And I believe they might have won or something because they got a lot of celebration all over her social media. But because of her being a member, she ended up meeting that celebrity. And now she's all over the news, all over the press, all over just like she's all over everywhere. And this is a lady that her son committed suicide. And she's been living his memory on. She made a movie around him. And now she's doing the music thing. And she's really moving, great. But I thought that was a fun story to share. The fact that she was a member. She's a paying member. She ended up meeting a celebrity, and they collaborated on a song. And just congratulations to you, Debbie. We're so proud of you and so happy to see you flourishing in the Easy Way family. All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. We appreciate everybody. Remember to join us next Monday at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and email us at easywayradio@gmail.com and subscribe to Easy Way Podcast, all of our podcasts. And if you like the Radio Boomers Live Show, subscribe to rblive.com and get your chance to be on the show. All right, Dad, go ahead and close it out.
Absolutely. And guys, you know, you resources, if you want to keep moving in business or whatever, even after you retire, you might wind up getting involved in something. You have to resource what's going on and keep.
Sorry, yeah. We're having a couple of people. They're asking some questions. 877-399-2929 if you guys want to get hold of us. So there are some people asking how do they get hold of us. 877-399-2929 is the phone number, and easywayradio@gmail.com if you're interested in the radio, or just easywaynetwork@gmail.com is our general email.
There you go. And like I said, keep in touch and keep aware of what's going on around you, and you can resource this. Like I say, starting your own business or whatever, retirement is just a term. Usually after you retire, you become more busy. So until then, guys, I think you'll hear this again, but we want you to tune in next Monday morning. Keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out. Let's see if we can hear that one more.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com. That's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com, to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at easywaypodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.